makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. We have the weekend wrap-up from the Texans' 19-16 win over the Denver Broncos. Coach Gary Kubiak gives us insights, and we'll hear from Dwayne Brown and David Anderson. First, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliance Stadium this Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72! Flight 72!
There were a lot of things to like in the Texans' first preseason win. The passing game looked good with Matt Schaub and Sage Rosenfels under center. Rosenfels finished with 137 passing yards and a touchdown. Whiteout David Anderson made the 16-yard touchdown grab and looked a little bit like Wes Welker as he recorded 67 receiving yards. Here's what Anderson had to say about the play.
It's basically like a comeback, but it's a whirl because you're closer to the end zone. So, you know, everyone in the NFL kind of runs it. You got to go in the back of the end zone and come back out. And, you know, I saw that Sage had, I was one of his only options besides running. So I just came out there and was hoping for the ball. And when I got open, he did it and he put it in a spot where only I could catch it.
Kubiak couldn't help but praise the 5'10 receiver after the game.
I think he's got a chance to be special, John. Y'all seen his camp, you know, so it doesn't surprise you when he comes out here and starts to do that. He's tough. He understands the game. Our quarterbacks trust him. Our players love him. I mean, he's just a good football player, and he's gaining a lot of confidence. And he started tonight in our three wides. And if he continues at the pace he's going, he's going to play a lot for this football team. But very, very impressive young man having a good camp.
The Texans' running game waited until the fourth quarter to get going. Rookie Steve Slayton led the team with 37 rushing yards. He's got speed, and he did a good job of keeping the ball in bounds and running down the clock on the team's final drive.
You know, I thought he looked really good early. You know, his first four or five touches, to me, he looked faster than everybody else on that field, and that's what we thought we got. He wore down a little bit. You know, you can't bounce the ball that much in this league because you're going to lose some ground, especially there at the end of the game. But I think it was a good start for him. I thought he was very close on that one kickoff return. He's definitely got a lot of talent. He's got more speed than we've had around here in a while. So it's our job to get him in position to make some plays.
Kubiak also said Dwayne Brown looked good on his feet and held his own against a tough Denver defensive line. The rookie left tackle said he would give his performance a B.
I'd give myself probably a B. Mm-hmm. No, I think I did pretty good, especially in pass protection. You know, but I have a ways to go. You know, a lot of polishing up on my technique and everything to get ready for next week against New Orleans.
As for the other bright spots, there was Chris Brown booting in four field goals, including the game winner. And, well, here's Kubiak's rundown.
I guess I go through all three phases. I start with the special teams. You know, there were some good things going on. I thought Harry Williams flashed. He's been flashing the whole camp as a special teams player. Does a lot of things for Joe. Of course, Chris Brown, you know, amazing in the game, you know, kicking those field goals. I mean, he's been special all along. Disappointed, of course, in the turnover. Turnover gets him right back in the ball game, and that's something that 12's had a problem with. And you know, we gotta get him, back on track, so to speak. He's got to protect the ball. We'll do everything we can in practice to get him the drills to simulate that, but he's got to do a better job from that standpoint. Offensively, you go back, probably the disappointing things, of course, were the red zone. We had a lot of mistakes from a standpoint of young guys and communication problems, which, you know, you expect some of that in the first time out, but we still had too many. The positive things to me, there were some really good things going on with some of these young linemen. Just to mention a few, the Butler kid struggled in camp the first week, played really well last night. Thought Dwayne Brown played well. Y'all asked me last night, and I couldn't give you an honest answer without watching the film, but was pleased with his work. Rizel played well. David Anderson, as we all know, played extremely well. Joel Dreesen did some good things, not only on offense, but on special teams. And then not turning the ball over, something we've been preaching throughout camp, so we're able to protect the ball. You know, the biggest disappointment offensively was the red zone. You know, we're 1-for-4 down there, and find a way to get the ball in the end zone. You're much better shape in that game. So, come out of it with a lot of things to work on, but a lot of positives, and walked away healthy other than Amon. So, you know, we'll get back to work on some of those things this week for New Orleans. Defensively, looking at the big picture, I thought the thing that we did was played extremely well in the red zone, and we found a way to get turnovers. So those two things give you a chance to win every week. Much like offensive on the offensive side of the ball, when we did give up some plays, it wasn't so much ability as it was mental assignments and busts and assignments and some of our pressures and those type of things. So we got a lot of work to do this week to make sure we clean those up, especially with some of our younger players. And so we'll go to work on doing that. But, you know, first time out, like you said, there's going to be plenty of mistakes. But there were a lot of positives for us to build on. And, you know, we got to give some of these – one of the things you come out of this game, you got to look at some of these players that were listed as second, third team players that have proven they deserve more of an opportunity to help and get opportunities with the first unit. So we will take a look at that as we move toward this week.
The biggest setback on the team was that running back Amon Green pulled his groin on the first play of the game and will be listed as day-to-day. It's a huge disappointment for the team.
Yeah, that's very disappointing, you know, after what we've been through and how important he is to the football team and how good of, you know, camp he's had to have that happen on a play when you don't even get touched, you know. It's kind of deflating in a way, but, you know, I think today we feel better about it. We know we're going to get him back, and so we just got to stay positive and get these young kids ready to play.
As always, thanks for listening. Don't miss our regular Monday edition of Texans Today. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.